Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you here and happy Dad's Day. I'm going to change the name a little bit. How many fathers are here this morning? All right. How many grandfathers are here this morning? It's getting a little bit narrow. How many great grandfathers are here this morning? Any great great grandfathers? Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, it's great to have you with us this morning. And we're reading through Proverbs, and we're going to go halfway through Proverbs 17. We're up to chapter 17, and it has just a little nugget here for the fathers as well and grandfathers in Proverbs 17. It's kind of interesting how Providence brought us right here this morning. So you can follow along as I read Proverbs 17, just wisdom that we can walk in. Better is a dry morsel and quietness with it than a house full of feasting and strife. A servant who acts wisely will rule over a son who acts shamefully and will share in the inheritance among brothers. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. An evildoer listens to wicked lips. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. He who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who rejoices at calamity will not go unpunished. Grandchildren are the crown of old men, and the glory of sons is their fathers. Happy Father's Day. Verse 7. Excellent speech is not fitting for a fool, much less are lying lips to a prince. A bribe is a charm in the sight of its owner. Wherever he turns, he prospers. He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates intimate friends. A rebuke goes deep into one who has understanding than 100 blows into a fool. A rebellious man seeks only evil, so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs rather than a fool in his folly. He who returns evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is like letting out a little water, so abandon the quarrel before it breaks out. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for words of wisdom to lead us and guide us in our walk with you. Lord, I do pray for the Holy Spirit, just as he leads us into all truth, that he might give us the power to walk in your wise ways, that we might please you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Got it. Still as you love, love your Yeah. stand to your feet with us as we sing this next one? Be blessed because God bless you. There will be prayer available up here in the front. May the Lord bless your day.